Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Hello everyone, yes I'm back. filling in for Mardo on the run home. If you just tuned in, I was with Paul Hazel between 3 and 5 today. Marta just felt a bit ill today, so hopefully he'll get over it, be back in the chair with Paul Hazelby tomorrow for the run home. We had a lot of texts that we couldn't get through on the run home, so I'll acknowledge those between 5 and 6 here on Sports Day WA. It's all thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years, and Nutrien Ag Solutions going further for Australian farmers. And as we know, the big issue is regarding the AFL, and there's been multiple statements come out from the AFL regarding the drug situation after federal MP Andrew Wilkie revealed he had signed a statement from former Melbourne doctor Zeeshan Arane in which the latter claimed the AFL conducted illicit drug tests to help players avoid being detected on game days. But the AFL Doctors Association has suggested Arane's summation of the process is a distortion and that claims they are manipulating the process are simply not true. Now, the claims once again place the Melbourne Football Club under the microscope, but Wilkie stressed in his address, this isn't just a Melbourne problem, it's an AFL problem. And in a statement today, the AFL confirmed it conducted its own testing outside of that done by the Sport Integrity Australia as part of a drug policy that specifically deals with the use of illicit substances out of competition and is focused on player health and well-being. Since that time, we've had statements from the AFL Doctors Association, their president, Dr. Barry Rigby. We've had certainly statements from the Sports Integrity Unit, who, and this is the most damning for the AFL, because I said on the run home, as far as I was concerned, the three-strike policy has to go. It has to go because it provides too much protection for individuals within the system. No other sport has a three-strike policy. When a lot of professional sports people get tested, it is then governed by the governing body, WADA, or the Sports Integrity Australia unit here in this country. And I basically said on the run home, the reason why the AFL decided to conduct its own testing is to make sure it didn't reach the WADA or Sports Integrity Australia area. So once Sports Integrity Australia heard of this, and what blew up this morning, the AFL CEO Andrew Dillon then provided the following comment. He says, and I quote, "I spoke to David Sharp from Sport Integrity Australia earlier today, and the AFL supports SIA's role in being asked to assess the claims made under parliamentary privilege by Andrew Wilkie MP." He went on to say, "We encourage Mr. Wilkie to pass on all the documents in his possession to SIA and look forward to working with SIA and providing any information on the AFL illicit drug policy and its objectives and operations. This is going to grow and grow and grow, because what the Sport Integrity Australia unit would have done would have gone knocking on the door of the AFL and said, how come we were completely oblivious to all this? And it needed to come out in Parliament, where a federal MP had obtained some information and disclosed it in the Parliament with his parliamentary privilege. And since then, as we know, it's gone certainly at a rate of knots, and I think there's more to come. Let's get a snapshot of what Andrew Wilkie actually said, Andrew Dillon's response, and because Melbourne were mentioned, their coach, Simon Goodwin.
If there are no illegal drugs in the player's system, they are free to play. And if there are drugs in their system, the player is often asked to fake an injury. They're advised to lie about their condition. While the results of the off-the-book tests are kept secret and never shared with Sports Integrity Australia or WADA.
It's been part of the illicit drugs policy, the clinical intervention test, and they will continue to happen, because what we're trying to do is prioritise the health and safety of our players. We don't want our players, if there's a chance that they might have a substance in their system, we don't want them training and we don't want them taking part in matches, for their health and welfare above anything else.
Well, that's news to me. So I think it's a surprise to everyone in the industry, because there's no line of sight for me as my position as a head coach. I haven't got a line of sight on what that policy looks like. So I understand the policy, but I don't get the information that people would expect to get. So, yeah, it's news to me.
Well, I've given you my opinion for the new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. Give us your thoughts on it if you've just picked it up, or maybe just come over to SENWA, maybe driving home from work, 0487 736 736. As I said, we've got a number of text messages that we couldn't get to on the run home, and I'll try and acknowledge all those individuals over the next hour. So that's the hot topic for Apple iSports for the fans. The big AFL drug story today. Is it bigger than maybe the Essendon supplement saga? This is what Mick Malthouse said on the AFL drug story on the Today Show earlier.
It's quite damning. It's such a surprise for a start off. I cannot believe how angry I've got just hearing the news. It's we have an obligation for the players' health for a start off. Mm. We have an obligation to the game. We want a fair, honest game. We want players to run down the race and play good football without compromise. And this is thrown, this is almost on the same level as the Essendon saga. In fact, it might even go beyond that, because this is suggesting that AFL officials are involved in this. Now, it is just so damning. And so it's going to place every player, every club official, and in particular club doctors now under scrutiny. And I know personally that most club doctors are the most outstanding people who care so much about their players. So the ramifications from this are going to be very broad.
Yeah, there's Mick Malthouse. And the other thing that's interesting is, and we've seen it even with Steele Sidebottom, and we'll go through the teams in a moment, but he's being managed. He won't play in the game tomorrow night against the Brisbane Lions up there at the Gabba for the Magpies, the reigning premier. He's being managed. I reckon there'll always be now, after what's transpired today, when players are managed or not selected for personal reasons, then there will be that grey cloud hanging over them. There's no question about that. And Nathan Buckley said something very interesting when he was coach of the Collingwood Football Club. In fact, we might just sneak this in. He's got a story on players sitting out with injury while he was coaching. Have a listen to this.
I had a doctor come to me once early in my coaching career and say that a couple of players had done their hamstrings during the session and wouldn't be available for 4 weeks, standard. But they'd trained and got through the session. So I do wonder whether, and I was a little naive at the time, but looking,
did you challenge him on that?
No, not at the time. I just thought, oh, well, this the hits keep coming. We were going through a challenging period. And I thought, I've got no, this is a hunch. It's no, yeah. I haven't got anything to back it up. But I wonder in retrospect whether there was a strike there that that I wasn't aware of, because it did feel, you know, when I it did feel strange at the time.
Well, it's a controversial show. That's Nathan Buckley, because after the break, and that hot topic for Apple iSports, your one-stop shop for all things sports, we'll be speaking to a former Perth Football Club president about a very turbulent time in WAFL football. It was known as West Star Rules in the mid-1990s when they tried to brand it differently. It didn't last long. But Peel Thunder were admitted into the Waffle competition, or the West Star Rules competition, at that time. And all the clubs, the existing established clubs, had to vote on whether they wanted Peel Thunder in the competition. And there was also pressure from the West Australian Football Commission, who were hell-bent on giving Peel Thunder the licence. We'll explore what transpired during that period with former Perth Football Club president Nick Catalano after the break here on Sports Day.